Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to episode 211 of Empty Bettors. I'm your host, Harrison Scholes, and due to time restrictions that we are working with, you already know the drill. I've got my co-hosts, Nick Manella and Mac Vogel, with me. We have our Western Conference preview on tap for this episode. Like I said, we're working on a little bit of a time constraint, so we are going to get right into it. No pitter-patter. Boys, you ready?
Sure. Twist my arm.
All righty. Let's start off with the Dallas Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights. We've got the Dallas Stars coming in at minus 130 favorites versus the Vegas Golden Knights coming in at plus 110 underdogs. In terms of the season series, Vegas swept Dallas 3-0. I think it's worth noting two of those three wins were in overtime or a shootout. And Jake Oettinger, not exactly the best numbers against Vegas in those games. He goes 0-1-2 with a 3.21 GAA and an 885 save percentage. Before we dive into like the strengths and weaknesses for each team, the big storyline here is going to be the LTIR and Mark Stone. What are your guys' thoughts on this whole situation?
So I think, yeah, the LTIR thing is, it's just for Vegas is who's available. We don't know if Stone's going to be ready for game one. I know they've got some other injuries too. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I fully anticipate Mark Stone to be heavily involved in this series at some point. If he doesn't play game one, I would pretty much bet both of my kidneys that he's playing game two.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, I think when it all went down, I was kind of like, I don't know, it's a spleen. Seems like the kind of thing that is probably actually really serious. And Vegas, once again, proved me wrong. So I think he'll probably play. I'd be surprised if he didn't.
And credit to Mark Stone. I mean, I've dealt with a spleen issue before. It is not fun. It basically takes the life out of you, for lack of a better term. But I also feel like this is a guy who, if he got his legs sawed off, would be like, no, I can go. I'm good.
He is definitely one of those guys. This is a rematch of the third round from last year, if my memory is correct. Vegas beat Dallas in six games, so a little bit of revenge factor here for Dallas. Statistically, Dallas is pretty much dominant in every category. I don't know if you can actually find a team who was as solid as Dallas on paper during the season, but Dallas has probably more offensive depth than anybody else in the playoffs, I would argue. They've got eight different 20-goal scorers. They've got the third best goals per game in the league, sixth best power play in the league, and arguably the best third line in hockey with that Johnston, Ben, Stankoven line. So they're deep. They can score with the best of them. But then you've got the defending cup champs who they've got the experience. And I found this stat and I was very impressed that there's a website that keeps track of this. They are the tallest and the heaviest team in the NHL. So that's the fuck you Western
Don't
hockey.
Don't mess with Texas, baby.
Or I'm sorry. No, that's Vegas I'm referencing.
Don't mess with Vegas, baby.
Yeah. So Vegas, Vegas, the biggest team in the league. So like Heat Daddy would say that fuck you Western hockey.
So for me, and you know, I know I've been saying that the Stars are legit for about 2 years now. I've said that they were going to make the Stanley Cup final since about December. So this is interesting. I mean, this all happens because of how the games last night shook up. I know there was some late drama for LA that caused this to happen. So this is a tough series. In fact, I would say this has been the hardest one for me to pick out of any of the first round matchups. You know, if you're Dallas and you just had this amazing season, it's kind of crazy to think that the team that you're going up against is the defending Stanley Cup champions. And like we've seen with this team in the past, I feel like it doesn't matter where they're seated in the Stanley Cup playoffs anymore. They could come in as an eighth seed and still be better than anyone else if they really want to.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking that one of these teams will be out after the first round, for sure. Both of them are arguably cup contenders, just, you know, based on their roster and kind of the seasons they've had. I know obviously Vegas fell a little bit in the rankings there, but I think we all know they're perfectly capable of going the distance again. This is going to be a great series. I'm very excited for it.
I would say this is the series I'm most excited to be a fly on the wall for. I know in yesterday's episode, I said that was Boston-Toronto, but I think this one might edge that one out. Harry, what's your gut reaction looking at the series? What would you say? Who takes it?
I'm going to go Dallas. You know, I think a revenge factor, and they're just too deep, too good. You know, I don't care about that LTIR defending cup champ stuff. I think Dallas is primed for a run this season. And I think it's also worth noting Aiden Hill, he kind of struggled down the stretch. Logan Thompson was playing a little better. Might be a little bit of a goaltending situation there. We'll see, but
I think it is a question mark at this point. I mean, do you ride the hot hand? Do you go with the guy that won you a Stanley Cup last year? Cassidy's absolutely got a decision to make.
Nick, your pick for this series.
I'm going to go Stars in six. I think they drop a statement this year, drop the hammer, and, you know, put this to bed.
I will agree with the Stars in six, Mr. Mac Vogel.
I'm going to go Stars in seven. I think it'll go the distance. I do think the Stars will win for many of the reasons you guys already said. But the biggest one, you have it here in the notes, Harry, there's just no weaknesses with this team. Like, it's so hard to find, like, something that's not great about this team. They've got the goaltending. We already mentioned all the depth scoring that's going on. I guess maybe defense, but like even that, it's not really a weakness. It's maybe just the lesser of all the good parts they have. I don't know. I honestly, I could see it in six, but I'll go seven just to be different than you guys. And also just cause I'll put some respect on Vegas. They'll probably battle.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the most impressive things about the Stars roster is how many like playoff hockey players you like think of when you look at that roster. I have just a gut feeling that Logan Stankoven is just going to go off in the playoffs. I mean, he has fit seamlessly into that lineup since he joined that team. So I think he's going to be an X factor for sure.
And Pavelski, is there anyone more deserving of a cup than this guy? I think he's going to have
Suter too.
Yep. Good points.
Very good points. All right, we're going to move on to our next series. This one, I would say, is the tightest one in terms of where the money's going. There's a lot of underdog money on this one. We've got the Winnipeg Jets coming in at plus 115 versus the Colorado Avalanche coming in at minus 140. The season series, the Jets absolutely dominated the Avalanche. They kicked the shit out of them twice. One game was 7-0, one game was 6-2. They outscored them head to head in that three game series, 17 goals to four, which is insane to think about. So Winnipeg had their number this season. Not to mention, Winnipeg is coming into the playoffs on an 8-game winning streak. They look really, really good. And the Avs, they were hot after the trade deadline, but here as of late, they've kind of fumble fucked their way into the playoffs. They lost the home ice advantage. So this is going to be a very interesting series. We've got the highest powered offense versus probably one of, if not the best defenses in the league. So what are your guys' thoughts?
This is another tough one. I know we've said that pretty much about every matchup so far, maybe save for Carolina and the Islanders. But this, I mean, I look at this as the Avs offense and Cale Makar, which counts, versus Connor Hellebuyck and the Jets' ability to play fuck you, shut down playoff hockey. And I think the other thing you have to look at with the Avalanche is you have to go win at least one game in Winnipeg, which is no easy task by any means. That building is going to be rocking the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, that's all very true. I think in almost any other matchup, I'm picking the Avs to get out of the first round. I just don't know if I can do that against the Jets. Like the hot hand, also they've had their number, also just, you know, hot at the right time. It's just coming into the playoffs on a win streak like that. And in the way they've been winning those games, for me, it's a lot of not necessarily blowouts, but just like decided victories. You know what
Convincing
I mean? Like
just, wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the Avs come in, best offense in the league, like I mentioned, most goals per game, first, fifth best power play, sixth best team shooting percentage. They've got speed galore, Makar, McKinnon, Drouin, Miles Wood, Devon Taves, all these guys. They're insanely good skaters. But then you look over at the Jets, they've got the Vezina winner. He's going to be the Vezina winner in between the pipes. So they've got the best goalie in the NHL. He allowed the second fewest goals in the league. And they tied Florida for best goals against average in the league. So quite literally best offense versus best defense going head to head. They've got size and physicality, Lowry, Appleton, Pionk, Dylan. I mean, all these guys can throw them and chuck them. So Nick, where are you leaning on here?
So for me, I think the big focal point for this series is going to be like, if you're Winnipeg, it's not a question of if, it's when McKinnon and Rantanen and the rest of those guys basically go off and how well you can contain it. I think you can contain it for a couple games, but there's absolutely going to be one of those games where I think Nate Dogg just takes over. We've talked about that, how he is one of the few players that can single-handedly will his team to victory in the playoffs. I don't know, guys. This one is really, really tough for me.
This is the hardest series in the entire playoffs to predict, in my opinion, so far, just because of the public opinion. I mean, there's a lot of Winnipeg people.
This is also one where, like, I feel like every year there's one where we're like, that's going to be a great series and ends up just being like a five game, like nothing was close. Like, I do think there's a world where the Avs just are, they don't have a problem with it for some fucking reason.
Like every game is 4-1, 5-1, or 5-2, something like that.
Yeah, and as much as I just, you know, complimented the Jets, I don't see a way where they win this series in a blowout fashion. I think if the Jets win it, it goes six or seven games and they eke it out. But I do think there's a way where Colorado could just kind of prove everybody wrong that this is not that hard for them and they'll just go off. That being said, should I say my pick yet or no?
Rip it.
Go for it.
Jets and seven.
I knew that was coming.
Harry.
So I picked the Avalanche to win the cup, like, what, 2 weeks after the deadline? They were unreal. It was after they came back from the Pens in that wild Sunday game. I'm worried about Georgiev. He looks horrible. He looks shaky, which is not good coming into the playoffs. He's probably the biggest question mark for me. But woof, woof, bitch, the dog is eaten. Avs in seven. Let's go.
I'm actually going to go Avs in seven as well. And Mac, I was so close. Like everything you said about the Jets, I was like, yeah, I got to go Jets in six, Jets in seven. But Nathan McKinnon, Cale Makar, Mikko Rantanen.
I'm not betting against that.
I just like, I mean, I said it a couple episodes ago. I'll stand by the fact that Nathan McKinnon can take over a series more effectively than Connor McDavid can.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
But I still think Mac's smart, and I think anybody who bets the Jets on that plus 115-ish price, it's a decent price. I also think it's worth noting that these two teams have never met in the postseason. This will be the first time ever.
Yeah, should be a good one.
So that's kind of cool. And then like Nick said, McKinnon, he actually had his least amount of points versus the Jets than any other team he played this season. But playoff McKinnon's a freak. It's got the sixth best points per game in NHL history in the playoffs. So he comes and shows up when the chips are on the table. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a great series.
I feel like I always kind of take the regular season matchups going into the playoffs with a grain of salt, just because like we talked about yesterday, it is a completely different animal to go up against a team in the regular season versus the middle of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It's pretty much irrelevant. It pretty much doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We are going to move on to the next series that involves the most travel and I believe the only series in this playoffs where you are traveling two time zones just to go to an away game, which is crazy to think about. But we have the Vancouver Canucks versus the Nashville Predators. Canucks coming in at minus 150 favorites, Predators at plus 125 underdogs. Season series, Vancouver swept 3-0. They outscored them 13-6. But all of those games were in the first half of the season before Nashville caught fire, basically. Fun fact, six of the eight teams in the Western Conference playoff race this year were in the playoffs last year as well. But the two odd ducks are these two, the Canucks and the Preds. They were the two teams who disrupted the repeat playoff appearance. So your guys' initial thoughts on this series?
Big time trap series right here. If you're the Vancouver Canucks, Nashville, I mean, we've talked about West Coast fuck you hockey. That team can absolutely play that. They've got young guys that are skilled. We've talked about Luke Evangelista all year. But for me, it's just the fact that Saros at any given moment could wake up and start stealing games for him.
Yep. It also feels like out of all the series in the West, Nashville is probably the closest thing to playing with house money. Not a lot of pressure on them. I mean, I've heard some people saying Canucks playing with house money. Yes, they like weren't expected to be good this year, but they were for the whole year. And no one's going to be satisfied if they just made the playoffs now. You know what I mean? Like it's,
It's Vancouver, Vancouver in the playoffs. Exactly. We all know how that goes.
So there's no like, hey, well, at least we made it here. Brighter times ahead. Nah, it doesn't work like that in Vancouver. So
if you're a bus driver in Vancouver, just, you know, maybe lock that shit up extra good after your shift is over.
Yeah. Or just park it like somewhere really, really far away.
Or just leave Vancouver. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That too.
I'm sorry, you go, Mac.
No, I was just, go ahead.
There's a lot of parallels in this series. So in terms of physicality, the Preds and the Canucks both had the fourth and fifth most hits in the NHL this season. So we could expect a lot of physicality in this one. Both teams have pretty good goaltenders. Demko, now that he's healthy, looked good in his last start of the season on that rehab where he's coming back. And then Saros was really, really good down the stretch. 15-3-3 in his last 21 games. Looked solid. And then what I would say, this is the best part for the if you're a viewer or a fan, Norris Trophy matchup here. Roman Josi and Quinn Hughes, you could argue the two best defensemen in the league this season. That's going to be a treat to watch. You've got two first-year head coaches, too, Tockett and Brunette. Tockett's first full season, at least. So there's a lot of similarities here.
Both guys in the Jack Adams conversation as well.
Yeah.
I mean, holy shit. Quinn Hughes and Roman Josi are just – two of the most special players to watch. I'm super excited to watch them go head to head. And arguably I'd say like two of my favorite players in the league. I got nothing but love for both of them.
No, absolutely. They deserve respect. I think it's interesting, Harry, you mentioned the travel between game two and game three of the series. They're going to get a full day for travel and another full day for rest. So it's really going to be like 3 days between game two and game three.
The series is going to take forever.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, you know, think about it. You're flying from Tennessee to Vancouver. I mean, that is not an easy trip to do by any means.
I mean, if you look at these two teams, the Predators have a lot more experience. They've got three guys on their team who have all won cups, and two of them have done it twice. So you got McDonough and Shen, not to mention O'Reilly in there. If you look at like raw playoff game experience in general, Nashville's lineup has seen 818 playoff games versus Vancouver's 482. So they're basically doubling them in terms of experience. But when you look at the Canucks, they're a lot faster, right? I think we can all agree with that.
I think you make a great point about O'Reilly, though. I think that's a big question mark for Vancouver is how you're going to handle that, because we know what that guy can do in the postseason when he's not with the Leafs. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's disgusting in the playoffs, but
and Vancouver's face-offs and everything, he is a nightmare to go up against.
Yeah. So what you have with experience and what I would call like, you know, slug it out hockey, Nashville probably has the advantage there, but if this turns into a shootout, the Canucks are definitely going to have a little bit of an edge. A weird thing here, the Canucks play way, way better when they score the first goal of the game, and they're very good at doing that. They did it 53 times this season, the most in the NHL, and they were the best first period team in the league. So maybe the storm that comes important in the beginning of the game is like where Nashville's going to have to weather it, you know?
It's important in the playoffs too, to have good starts. I mean, that's everything for sure. So that's a big advantage.
And I know we've said this about a couple series already, but if you're Vancouver, you know that building's going to be jumping. If you're Nashville, I mean, Vancouver's going to have a tough time going into that building. Harry, you know that from the Stanley Cup final in, what, 17? That is not an easy task to do.
So Vancouver's hosting their first playoff game in 9 years. The bubble year, it was, you know, obviously in a bubble. So Vancouver, for the first time since 2015, is hosting a playoff game. That place is going to be anarchy. So I want to ask you guys, what's your official pick on this series?
Fuck, this one's so hard. I came into this one thinking I totally had it figured out, and now that we've discussed, I'm kind of second guessing myself.
Never do that, Mac. Follow your intuition initially.
I think this will be extremely close. I'm going to go Canucks in six.
I was going to say Preds in six, but I don't know. I'll say Preds in seven as my official pick. Fuck it.
Also, this series reeks of some overtime nonsense, like double, triple.
Yep.
Like if there's going to be a game in this playoffs, it's going to be out of this series.
I want Nashville, but I'm taking Van. I'm sorry, Nashville. I wanted it.
All right, I'm happy I took Nashville, so we're not all lopsided there at least.
No, I'm gonna take Van, but I think it
I'd
goes
be,
seven.
listen, I like both of these teams. I'd be perfectly happy with either result, but yeah, this will be a good one. All of them, all we got lucky this year, boys. There's a lot of good matchups.
It is tasty. I mean, if you're Vancouver, maybe don't have your fans make like the worst rap video of all time right
Oh my
before the Stanley Cup
God.
playoffs, but
Yeah,
could be a curse.
that might be a curse for sure, but
could definitely be a curse, but that's for
could
another
might
day.
be.
All right, last series, maybe the best series because this one has a whole lot of history to it. The Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings. Battle of Gretzky's teams, might some might say. The Oilers are coming in at -180 favorites to win the series versus the LA Kings, who are +150 underdogs. Edmonton took the season series 3-1. And they also have taken the last two postseason series from the Kings. These teams are meeting for the third year in a row in the first round. And Edmonton has won both so far. Is third time a charm for the LA Kings? Who knows? Boys, your initial thoughts on this series?
I mean, we basically already knew from like game one that it was going to end up being these two again. I really wish I could say I have some confidence that the Kings could pull this out. I just, let's go through it and see if maybe I change my mind, but I don't know. My gut reaction is this is going to be maybe out of the Western Conferences, this has the potential to be the least close. I am a little bit worried about the Oilers running away with this. I wish that the Kings had like hung on to the way they were playing early in the season. I just feel like they're a totally different team from the way they started. And I personally, I don't have a ton of confidence in them right now.
I totally agree. I think, I just called the last series a trap series. I would love to call this one a trap series. And had the Kings been playing the way they were in maybe like December or January, I would say, yeah, it absolutely is. I think PLD is going to go under like an ant scorching microscope here. He's playing against a Canadian market team. Everything he does is going to get criticized. I just don't see a way that the Kings win this series unless him, Byfield, and Trevor Moore just have performances that are out of this world, like them scoring five or six goals in a playoff series. So I got to go Oilers.
Wow, didn't even let me read the rest of the stuff and we already got the pick. Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, the Oilers big heavy favorites. That -180 number is heavy. I mean, everybody knows what this series is. This is McDavid and Draisaitl and every person on that power play, Hyman, Bouchard, they're absolutely loaded offensively. There's no doubt about it. And then the Kings, they're pretty damn good defensively. Third best goals against average in NHL this season. That was behind the Jets and the Panthers. So if you want to put them all in the same breath, you could. Los Angeles also had the second best penalty kill. That's got to come in handy because we all know that Oilers power play is absolutely ridiculous. The Kings actually gave up 39 power play goals this season in total, which was tied for third lowest. And Nick, you talked about one guy on the Kings, Quentin Byfield, had a hell of a breakout season this year. He's going to have to bring it. And there's one other guy who's going to be under a microscope, and everybody's been talking about him in the media already. But Pierre-Luc Dubois, what are we going to get here? If he can bring it like we know that he's capable of doing, not that he has done, but what he's capable of doing, then the Kings might have a chance.
So, as someone that had him on my fantasy team for way too long this season, they don't have a chance. But no, I mean, like I said, he's going to be under a microscope the entire series. And I think if this does not go well for the Kings, you probably have a lot of media saying they need to get rid of him, which is going to make that contract look like a disaster.
And
But
I don't know how you do that. So,
exactly, that's the
yep.
thing. So that's the double-edged sword that is these 8 year, double to triple figure $1 million deals. I don't see a way. Like, I want to pick the Kings here. I would rather the Kings win than the Oilers, to be completely honest. I just don't see a way that they can get this done. I mean, if the Oilers can get out to a two goal lead in every single game, I think they're fine. If the Kings keep it within one goal, who knows?
I would be so fired up if the Kings find a way to win this series,
Same.
but I don't see it. I will say the penalty kill thing and the GAA thing is definitely an edge. That's an important edge. But I my biggest thing is I just don't McDavid and Draisaitl are so frustrated at this point, and they are ready to just put their foot on the gas pedal. And I'm not saying they're going to win the cup. I know someone else on this podcast might think that, but I just there's no fucking way they lose in the first round this year. Like, that's just kind of how I feel.
If they lose in the conference finals, it's viewed as a failure.
Exactly. No, so
there's one result they can get that's going to be like, oh, good job, you did it.
And I, spoiler alert, I do think they're going to come up short again this year, but I there's just no way they blow it this hard by losing in the first round. I really hope I'm wrong. That'd be sick. But
I mean, if they do, literally fire everyone.
Yeah, fuck it. Trade McDavid.
Big eyes on Stuart Skinner. You know, he had a great season, but in terms of postseason success, maybe not necessarily the best track record, if you will. The Kings are going to have one or two games where they outscore the Oilers to win this series, and that is going to be hard to do because they are not the most offensively lethal team.
Aren't they going to need four games where they outscore the Oilers to win this series?
Yeah, that's – so, yes, figure of speech. Thank you. I meant, like, in a high-scoring game, but I think they could sneak a couple.
I'm just busting your balls.
Dark horse or X factor. I don't even know if you can call this guy a dark horse, but Philip Deneau for the Kings, you would think he's going to be out there for every major draw, whether it's O-zone or D-zone. He's probably going to have to shut down McDavid and or Draisaitl at the same time, depending on what the Oilers do with their lines. So I think a lot of it's going to come down to him, Kopitar, how well they can manage that Oilers offense. Like I said, if they keep it close, who knows? Very similar to the Nashville-Vancouver series. But if this turns into a track meet, this could get very ugly very quick.
Who's going to win this series? Don't know.
Last thing, both teams made mid-season coaching changes. So a little parallel there. All right, I think I already got your guys' picks, but just give me the number of games.
Oilers in six.
Yeah, same. Maybe even five. I hope it's not, but I'll go Oilers in six.
I would not be shocked. So Oilers are the higher seed, correct?
Yes.
If they won their first two, LA wins the first two, Edmonton gets five, and then gets the first road win in six.
So yeah, that sounds like exactly what's going to happen. I agree. I'm with Nick.
So this might shock some people, but I am taking the LA Kings.
Yes. What? Yes, Harry. Do it. Fuck yeah.
Over your fourth favorite team?
Shut the fuck up.
Didn't you just text us? Did you not? I thought you bet the Oilers to win the cup.
I might have like a month ago, like, but it wasn't
anything. I was covering his bases.
Wasn't anything crazy. I'm not going to spoil it too much, but
all right.
I am taking the LA Kings, and here is why. It is hard to beat a team, the same team, 3 years in a row in the playoffs in the same fucking round.
It's true.
True.
Happened with the Pens and the Caps. Yeah. I look at it like that. Like, is Edmonton significantly better? Yes. Can I foresee a circumstance where they win in five and the power play just has that fucking goal horn going all night long? Yes, I can. I'm actually not very confident in this. But just law of averages, I'm going to play that card right here. I'm gonna say LA makes the upset.
You think it's their time? Just law of averages kind of thing?
They've just got too many guys who have been there, done that, to let this happen to them three times in a row. Yeah. The same fucking guy.
I like that. I
know you talked about Principal Skinner, but how do you feel about the Kings goaltending?
I mean, Talbot's he had a good season overall. I think down the stretch he was a little more average than he was at the start of the year. Mac, you could probably talk to that.
Yeah, I think you could say
it's almost
it
a wash here between the two. It's kind of I
feel okay about Talbot if I'm the Kings. I think he'll lock it down. I don't think they'll have issues, knock on wood. I asked Morgan Miller, friend of the program, diehard season ticket holder for the Kings. I said playoff vibe check earlier, and he said, I know I'm a homer, but I think it could happen. And then he said, Oilers lost four of their last five. Yes, I'm ignoring the one W, which was a 9-2 routing of San Jose. But I said, it just sucks that that's the matchup once again. And he said, you're telling me, brother. So I know Kings fans, they're annoyed. They're ready to get over this hump. So
Kings in six.
Okay, nice. At least he didn't pick the Caps to beat the Rangers in seven, because, I mean, that's just delusion.
That's next level homerism for
big
sure.
Time.
I don't know who would do that.
Yeah.
All right, rapid fire, and then our Stanley Cup predictions, and we're out of here.
Shit.
All right, rapid fire. Which series are you most excited for in the West?
Stars, Knights.
Agree.
Avs, Jets for me.
That's a good one. I feel like it's between those two, and no offense to the other two, but
the first two
are just so tasty.
How many series do you predict will go seven?
Cup of two tree.
I'm actually going to say one out of the West.
It's usually this might not even be correct, but for some reason in my head, I feel like the East always has more game sevens, but I'll say two.
I feel like we never pick series to go like four or five games, and there's always a couple that happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll say two of them go seven in the West.
I'm going to say zero.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't know if we see a game seven out West. Which series is most likely to have an underdog win?
Jets.
Yeah, if you're looking at just the odds on,
that's
got to be the one.
Well, yep. Considering I chose the Avs and I picked the Kings, then fuck it, I'll say the Kings. But yeah, keep an eye out for the Preds too.
Yep.
Which series will have the most fights?
/slash
penalty minutes / whatever.
Just most nonsense, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to say Nashville-Vancouver. I have a feeling that, like, for no reason, that's just going to get chippy as hell in game one after every whistle.
I'm going to say Winnipeg-Colorado.
It's a good one, too.
I know those two teams are meeting for the first time. I got a feeling that's about to, like, become a rivalry right there.
I'm going Dallas-Vegas.
Oh.
Big boys. Which series will have the most goals scored? Well, offense versus defense. This is an interesting one.
Oilers-Kings, and I'm kind of counting on the Oilers to carry that torch for me.
I'm going to go Dallas-Vegas.
I'll say Oilers-Kings.
Which series will have the fewest goals scored?
Preds-Canucks.
I tail that.
I'm manifesting like a Demko Saros
goaltending
duel that like would remind you of like Bob Brodeur.
Yeah, they might each get a shutout in this series.
Yep. Or more than one.
Mm-hmm.
And which series will have the most games go to overtime?
The same one I just said. Preds Canucks. Like I said before, that's got some overtime nonsense written all over it.
Why do I feel like it's going to be Kings Oilers? But this is what scares me for the Kings for that series is like almost every game goes to OT, but the Oilers win like all of them. You know, like one of those fucking things where it's like,
didn't they
right
have
there.
A series like that where it was like the first four went to overtime or something?
Yeah, I'll go Kings Oilers, but the Kings got to find a way to get some of those OT winners.
I'm going to go Nux Preds. All right. Everybody's been waiting for it all season long. The time is officially here. Give me your Stanley Cup final and your Stanley Cup winner. And in how many games?
The Dallas Stars will defeat the Florida Panthers to win the Stanley Cup in six games this year.
I said it in December. I'm sticking with it. The Dallas Stars are making it. And they get revenge for the Mickey Mouse year and defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning
in six games.
I like that one. I said it after the trade deadline, so I'm going to stick by my guns. They're capable of turning it on. I think the Colorado Avalanche will defeat the New York Rangers in seven
games.
That'd
be a fun one. If the Rangers beat us, I wouldn't mind seeing them go all the way to the Cup final and lose again. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
That would be great. So that's interesting. All of us have a West Coast team winning the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
And nobody picked the Canes to go, who are the odds on favorites. So that's fun too.
Well,
no. Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
All right. Well, I don't think we have any final notes, right?
No, I think that's it. Let's go, baby. I'm ready. It's going to be so hard to sleep tonight.
Tomorrow, let's go.
One more sleep till playoffs, baby.
Oh, fuck, that feels good.
Yeah.
Going to be a good time this weekend. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the hockey. We will be back with you early next week. We'll tweet out when the show is. Nick, one more thing.
Sign up for the bracket challenge. I know that link was tweeted out today. Make sure you get it in before the games start on Saturday, likely the day that you're listening to this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Game start at 5 p.m. We'll retweet it on our Twitter.
Winner of the bracket challenge. It's free to play, so just go in, join it. Winner gets a free piece of merch of their choosing. We'll chat with you about that later.
All right, everybody. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening and tuning in. It's going to be a good weekend. Without further ado.
Class dismissed.